Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
You might remember a couple of weeks ago, the National Museum of Ireland revealed that they had been anonymously sent two 4,000-year-old bronze axe heads. These had been packed very carefully into a porridge box and sent in the post at the end of June with a brief note to say that they were discovered in County Westmeath by a metal detector. The museum appealed for the person who had discovered them to come forward, and the appeal made headlines on the BBC and New York Times. This morning's Irish Times tells us that the person who discovered them is Thomas Dunn, a farmer from Carlstown in County Westmeath, who I'm happy to say joins me on the line now. Good morning to you, Thomas. Take us back to the beginning of the story, please. What were you doing when you made this discovery?
We were cutting silage in a field here and a bit fell off with a moor, and we lost a bit off a moor and a bit of steel, and we're afraid to go into the silage harvester. And we got a man in to just look for a piece of steel and found these oaks under a big row of beech trees. And so we thought it could be bits of old horse ploughs or scrap. But we could have thrown them back into the ditch the very same.
And was this somewhere where you would have cut grass in the past, or was it close to the ditch, close to the headland?
Just, we cut grass just over these for a year.
Really?
And they're under row huge big beech trees, say there in the headland.
So, how many years are you taking silage off this field and this never came to your attention before?
About 30 years.
That's mad, isn't it? So anyway, when the guy with the metal detector took it out of the ground, what did he think it was? What did you think it was?
I knew the word and what I was looking for, and I didn't think a whole lot of them because they all looked like me, only a bit of scrap.
Yeah.
I thought it might be a bit of an old horse plough or some bits of steel that was lost years ago when farmers were ploughing with horses or something like that.
But he thought it might be something else.
Yeah, he just thought it was unusual, and he just brought it home, and he just said he'd send it off then after a while.
And when did you get word back as to what it actually was?
Sure, I didn't know about it for a couple of weeks, 2 weeks ago. It was sent away in June or July, or June. Yeah, about 6 weeks ago.
And then they wrote back to him or to you?
There's kind of news, RT News, looking for to know where these yokes, axes were got.
Because there was a complete mystery. The museum had no idea where they had come from.
No.
You just packaged them up and sent them off and said, there you go.
Off.
That's for you lot. You look after
that.
Was it lucky that you were watching the news, or somebody was watching the news that day?
I couldn't believe it where they came out of my field.
What does it make you think about what else might be in that field and under the ground?
I'd say it's only like a big green silage field. Like there's no monuments or anything near it at all. You know, it just looks an ordinary field.
I know, but chances are, if there's one axe head, there might be whole villages under the ground there.
I don't know, but all I see under is water. It's a lot of places.
And come here, did you ever find the part that fell off the mower?
No.
So that's still out there and at risk of doing damage the next time you go looking for a cut of silage?
I know, that could be in the silage pit. They probably went through it.
All right.
And it mightn't be as bad, yeah. Or it could be somewhere, maybe in the edge of the ground then. It could be somewhere still around in the land.
Not been an easy time in farming recently. I was just looking at the Chagas Farming Cum Survey report there. A lot of people having a hard time. Does the prospect of buried treasure somewhere on the land make you think, God, maybe I'll get out of this farming and go into metal detecting?
No. I wouldn't have any interest in it at all.
I don't think you're allowed to keep anything anyway. I think it's automatically public property, even if you do find it on your land. But are you going to do anything else now? I mean, are you going to go excavating or having a look around out of curiosity to see, is there anything else of prehistoric interest there?
No, they're lovely big beech trees down here, and I'll never go near them.
The only thing that you're interested in taking out of that field is another cut of silage.
That's it, yeah.
Will you have enough to see you through the winter?
I will, yeah.
Because there's a lot of people worried about that.
There are people worried. With the weather there the last couple of years, it's a battle farm and all of it.
I'd say you have to be adapting and changing what it is that you're doing constantly.
Yeah.
Tough.
That's the way it is.
Tough. Well, anyway, this is a bit of an interesting diversion, isn't it? Something to take your mind off feeding all those hungry mouths over the course of the winter.
Yeah, it is. It's a change for me from what I've spent all my life at. Listen, kind of the field came famous.
And have the museum told you what it is that they're going to do with the axe heads now?
No, they're just going to leave them above in the museum now, and we can go up and look at them anytime we want to see them.
As can anybody else, I suppose. Are they going to be on display?
Yeah, they are, yeah.
Very good. All right, Thomas, good luck. Take care.
Right, thanks, bye.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.